We're learning more today about the costly burdens on coal and oil-fired power plants while still accomplishing EPA's core mission. That's protecting human health and the environment. Hi, I'm Susan Littlefield with the American Ag Network. Join me for my conversation with EPA Region 8 Administrator Cyrus Western.
I think we have to take a step back here and really lift our heads up and get a lay of the land and what has happened up to this point. And I think, you know, any reasonable accounting of the last 15 years or so, it's been clear that their regulation has been one of the number one tools used for going after coal and for utilities that burn coal, after mines themselves, and quite frankly, even these great middle-class jobs that these mines create, right? And so I think that's something that has continually gotten worse and worse over the last decade and a half or so. And this is where Administrator Zeldin and the president have really stepped in and said, enough is enough. We are going to employ a common sense, reasonable approach to regulation. That's why they repealed this 2024 standard. And so I think, you know, reasonable follow-up, you know, well, what was that standard and what did it do? And is this mean air is going to be dirty or any of that kind of stuff? And the answer is this. We are just repealing this 2024 standard that the Biden administration implemented and taking it back to the 2012 standard. That standard, the 2012 standard, was protective. It genuinely ensured that Americans had clean air while also allowing these utilities to burn coal in a very efficient, very cost-effective manner, while also ensuring that what is emitted is very clean and that we are actually adhering to the Clean Air Act and ensuring everyday Americans have clean air. Because the 2024 standard basically just said this, you know, for these utilities who buy Wyoming coal or North Dakota coal, it basically just said, there's no way you're going to be able to meet this standard and continue to burn coal. The only way you meet this standard is if you stop burning coal. And if you stop burning coal, that means you stop buying coal. And if you stop buying coal, a lot of these mines, they have lost their biggest customer. And some of them would likely have to shut down and let go of folks, you know, who are members of our communities, who have these really good middle-class jobs that are the heartbeat of the region and of the nation. So that's what the standard did.
Well, as you look at that, and you talk about making a secure grid, bringing dependable, reliable, affordable energy that comes from right here in the United States.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, grid reliability, you know, it's kind of this buzz term that you hear a lot, or baseload power. I mean, what it comes down to this is that it's really important for customers, whether it's, you know, utilities, these big customers, or just your average citizen turning on their light, they need to ensure that it's going to work every single time at a very affordable price. And utilities have been increasing utility rates consistently over the last 15, 20 years. And I think it's worth asking, what have they really gotten for it? It's not like reliability has gone up, right? It's not like there's a bunch of new generation coming online. And so one of the big reasons they were doing that is to meet some of these regulatory standards, like the Mass 2024 standard that Biden implemented. And so what we were saying is that, you know, these utilities who the government was going to otherwise force to make some very, very difficult decisions, we're giving them that regulatory relief to ensure that they can continue to burn coal, burn it in a very efficient and effective manner, keep the air clean, and work towards keeping utility bills low.
Well, I think it goes a whole nother step, too, because I had done some reading that talked about some power plants were going to have to kind of go offline, shut down, per se, sir. Well, that doesn't only affect that power plant and the people that receive that power, but it's a ripple effect to that community with people who will lose jobs and the economy changing.
I grew up in Sheridan, Wyoming. You know, we're a mining town. Those jobs are really good jobs. I mean, they're hard jobs, but they're good jobs. They pay well. You know, you get your 401k, retirement, great health insurance. I mean, these are, you know, North Dakota, I think, has a very good common sense approach to all this, too. Like, you guys understand the importance of these jobs, the people that work in the mines or the folks that, you know, small businesses that employ folks that service the mine or some of these, you know, big utility generation facilities. You know, those are good jobs that are really important to these communities. And that's something that Administrator Zeldin and the president have been very conscientious of, and that's why they took this decisive action.
Do you see this repeal as giving us a step up to be energy dominant once again?
Absolutely, yes. There's no question. I think we have to, it's the old saying, right? If it ain't broke, don't fix it. and coal has consistently been one of the most reliable and affordable sources of baseload power that all sorts of big customers need, from, you know, industrial customers all the way down, you know, to your average, Main Street American. And so there's no question that this puts our ability to produce that power that we need. I mean, think of every single great accomplishment this nation has ever done over the last 100 years. What was one of the things that was fueling those advancements? It was electricity. And you need electricity to be very affordable and very reliable in order to do that. I mean, if you look at Europe, right, their electricity grids have been much more unreliable, and that's much more expensive. And it's had a real cost when it comes to, you know, national security, making sure that the companies and that these defense contractors, that, you know, all the power that they go through, right? So it's really important. And that's why I think Administrator Zeldin and the president have shown great leadership in ensuring that we're not going to let that happen, and that we're going to get things back to a reasonable common sense place.
Well, is there anything else that you would like to add about this repeal and where you see this all moving forward down the road?
I think if you look at, like, what have the utilities been saying over the last 15 years, and most utilities, and in so many words, have said, look, this 2024 standard is going to make it really hard for us and put us in a really difficult position where we're going to have to reduce our coal consumption or eliminate it entirely. And so I think the message is clear, is that Administrator Zeldin is ensuring that there is affordable, reliable power while simultaneously ensuring Americans have clean air, and that's what this action does. You know, I know this policy stuff, sometimes it puts people to sleep, but this was an action that's a big deal and that affects everyday folks. So I appreciate your willingness to cover it.
That is my conversation with EPA Region 8 Administrator Cyrus Western. I'm Susan Littlefield with the American Ag Network.